tell somebody, say,
you stand.
Yeah, Lord, yeah.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Good morning. God bless you all, my Christian friends. This is the Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church out of Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Pastor Chris Augustine Sr. We are pleased to be a part of this radio ministry. Please join the service already in progress.
Will change for yourself. Amen. I would be very careful tonight to be in the church and not be part of it. I would be very careful tonight to be in the church so long and not really be part of the universal church. Some people care more about the house than they do the spiritual organism. The house is going to be here. The house fades away. In fact, that was one right over there that was torn down and this one was built. Amen. Church houses have ways of disappearing, but the church will forever be here. I would make it very plain tonight for myself, and I have, to be part of the universal church. Not in dressing, not in what we have physically, or how we come in this place, but I would be very careful how my soul is entertained with God. Clothes up is all right. Everybody likes clothing. Everybody want to look good. But Job said, man brought nothing in this world. And surely nothing he will carry out. All things that we see around us is temporal. Amen. And we change them like we change clothes. Amen. But there is something eternal tonight that God expects us to grab hold of. And that is salvation. Amen. Man has to have the understanding that we need salvation. Amen. Not for our own prestige, to impress others. But we need it for the sanctification of our own soul. Amen tonight. God created us to be eternal beings. Amen. Man was not supposed to die because he was in the Garden of Eden then. He communed with God all through the day. So much so that he didn't even have any clothing on. Amen. But his mind wasn't foul and messed up. His thought was with God. His communication was with God. And the skin that we have covering our bodies was just as much as beautiful as any piece of clothing that man could ever put on. because he did not have any evil thoughts. His thoughts were pure. His mind didn't go in the gutter. Amen, lights. But his thoughts were pure from his heart. He did not see the nakedness of himself because he was clothed in the love of God and the fellowship of God. Amen. But one day Satan visited the garden. And whenever Satan visits a place or us, we always have a tendency to fall in trouble. Amen. Whenever the devil come around, you know it's trouble. You can look up and see some people that carries the devil in them. Before they get to you, you know something foul gonna come out of their mouth. They just bring that old devilish spirit with them. And you getting ready to try to talk, don't know what to say to somebody like that. Because they were all right yesterday. But they might be mad today. Devil came in the garden and caused Eve to eat of the forbidden fruit. Now, I'm going to say this, that you think on this tonight that it's mighty funny that God didn't charge her with anything until she convinced man. Did you hear what I said? I said it's mighty funny tonight that God didn't charge Eve with anything until she convinced man to take off the forbidden fruit. What'd that tell you? That God left man in charge of the garden. Amen. You know how Satan come in and tricked her and told her that God was lying and he was wrong. When you eat, you don't be just like him and all this. And when she ate, her eyes did open, but her mind closed up. That's what Jesus said, that we need to be blind in order to see. We need to be deaf in order to hear. We once saw good, but we don't see good now. There's a lot of beautiful colors. No matter how good your eyes are, you don't see exactly what it is. No matter how good your taste buds are, you don't taste food exactly like it is. Amen. I think a watermelon has one of the best tastes there is, and you really can't taste it right because we're messed up. Amen. I took a hearing test the other day at Sears, and I really thought I could hear good. I'm up at the top, but she said you lost some of your hearing. Amen. And the little thing was just going lower and lower and lower. Amen. But because of sin, we are deteriorating. And going back to the dump. So when Adam came home from work, Eve convinced him that Satan had a good thing here. The fruit was good to eat it. And I'm still living because God did tell us today that we eat this, we shall die. But I'm still living. And when Adam was convinced, and let me tell you, and that's nothing against you ladies tonight, because I married you a beautiful lady. But it's always been a woman to take a man down. Amen. as well as the Bible. Amen. Somebody say that's right. It's always been a woman to take a man down. We could have been living forever if Adam was just strong enough. I wonder sometimes why would he give in to her like that? Was it because he didn't want her to fuss all night long? She stopped cooking, stopped cleaning his clothes. Well, in fact, he didn't have no clothes. Always been a woman. Young man, you hear me what I'm saying? And be concerned and be serious-minded when it comes to dealing with the opposite sex. Know what you're doing. Know what you're getting into. Don't be persuaded by feelings. Always, from the White House to Samson. Amen. Our world we live in today. Amen. Associations. Amen. Any organization is all, if they really want to get you, they put the right woman there. For a weak-minded man. Amen. Weak-minded man. Amen. That's what I talked about, having experience last night. It's good to have experience. To not pay attention to all the little whispers that comes in your ear. Y'all better hear me, fellas. I done went down this road. You got to hold this road. Amen. Everything that shines is not gold. All smiles are not good. Amen. Adam were the seed. Amen. By Eve. And they stopped the communication with God. Because their attention fell on themselves. All of other time they would talk to God and fellowship with God, but it's something about doing wrong that makes us want to hide from God. They fell in themselves. That's why that Jesus found us at. In ourselves. They hid themselves, as you read it, in the garden, trying to hide from God. How many here try to hide from God? You can't hide from God. God sees through whatever you're standing behind. He can see through you. We can hide from one another. Sometimes. And sometimes you be right in the presence of you while you hiding there. Like a little child when they're trying to hide from you. And they standing right there behind you. Man fell in himself. And when God come in the cool of the day to try to find out what happened to the relationship, they were hiding. We got a lot of church folks like to do that. We hide behind lies. We hide behind other things that people say. A lot of folks are not man or woman enough to tell you themselves. They tell you, so-and-so told me.
All right.
And when God found them, they realized that they were naked. And they saw